个礼拜我们的读经是提摩太前书。
This week's Bible reading is First Timothy.
晚上先跟大家一起来学习提摩太前书。
So tonight I would like to share with you the topic of First Timothy.
提摩太前书是保罗写信给提摩太的一封信。
So the book of First Timothy is a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy.
那提摩太是谁？
And who is Timothy?
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章第二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 2.
这里说，耶稣基督使徒的保罗写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
To Timothy, my true son in the faith.
这里说是因信主做我真儿子的。
So here Paul writes that Timothy is his true son in the faith.
所以把保罗把提摩太看作是自己的儿子。
So Paul viewed Timothy as his own son.
在属灵上他好像是一个父亲。
So in a spiritual sense, Paul was like a father to him.
那保罗写给提摩太主要就是要栽培他做一个后继者继承人。
And mainly, Paul wrote this as an instruction to Timothy to become his successor.
因为教会的圣工是一代传一代。
Because the work of the church is passed on from generation to generation.
在上一代的基础，年轻的一代再继续的努力，让圣工一直发展下去。
So the elder generation will build the foundation, and the later generation builds upon it.
所以教会需要不断的栽培新一代来继续工作。
So the church needs to continue to develop workers for the church.
那保罗写完提摩太后书，他就殉道了。
So after he wrote the first book of Timothy,
殉道。
It was it was a martyr.
他就被杀了
He was killed.
那在提摩太前书里面，保罗对提摩太有三个吩咐。
So in the book of 1 Timothy, Paul had three instructions for Timothy.
第一个就是要叫他警告教会要防止这个异端的教训。
The first was a warning against false teachers.
我们先来看提摩太前书。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
我往马其顿的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Verse 3. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer. 4. Note to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith.
这个地方说在教会里面有人在传异教。
So here it records that there are actually people in the church teaching false doctrines.
那英文叫 false doctrine, 就是不对的信仰。
So in English, it interprets it as false doctrines.
然后无穷的家谱。
And endless genealogies.
因为犹太人喜欢论家谱。
Because the Jewish people, they cared much about the genealogies.
因为最后他们都希望跟亚伯兰连上关系。
Because they all would like a connection with Abraham.
神给亚伯兰祝福，要给他承受牛奶与蜜之地。
Because God blessed Abraham, saying that he would inherit the land of milk and honey.
还有一些荒谬无凭的话语。
And they also spread myths.
那为什么不要传这个异教？
So why was it important not to spread these false doctrines?
这个第四节说，不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Because they are not promoting God's work.
所以这个不同的教训只起争论。
So these different teachings, it actually creates controversies.
Dispute,
Or disputes.
所以我们在教会里面要很谨慎不要传不同的教训。
So in church, we must take caution to not spread heresy or different doctrines.
因为不同的教训起争论。
Because different teachings, they will create disputes.
而且到最后，不同的教训让人得不到造就。
And at the end, these different teachings, they do not lead people to salvation.
那人跟人起纷争，信仰又得不到造就，那谈论这个就对教会没有好处。
So when it, instead it brings conflict between people, it does not bring good to the church.
因此保罗告诉提摩太，你一定要对当时的教会吩咐他们，不可以传不同的教训。
Therefore, that's why Paul instructed Timothy, you must command that certain men cannot teach or spread these false doctrines.
我们看第三章第十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中应当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石跟根基。
If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
这里说教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
Here it says that the church is the pillar and foundation of truth.
所以教会是在维持真理的一个地方。
So church,
一个柱子。
Church is a place where it maintains truth. It is a pillar of truth.
那教会也是真理的根基。
So church is also the origin of truth.
那这样我们就了解，教会不是学术机构。
So now we can see that the church is not an earthly organization.
学术机构。
It's not academic.
Yeah, 这好像大学一样。
So it's not like a college or a university.
我们在大学里面一般都是很注重越不同的论点知道越多越好。
So in school, we may emphasize knowing a lot of different theories. The more we know, the better it is.
那通常一篇博士论文，你看后面所引的一大堆都是各种不同的书，这里哪一点哪一点凑成自己的论文。
So we can see that for a master's thesis or a PhD thesis, they rely on many different works.
那为什么教会里面不像学术机构，大家可以自由发表自己的观点看法呢？
So how does church vary from a school where everyone is not free to come to their own opinions or voice their own opinions?
因为刚才提过，这会起纷争，但是对信仰没有造就。
So like we said before, it creates conflicts and disputes, but it also does not lead to salvation.
那特别是提到所谓 doctrine, 就是共信之道。
Especially our doctrines.
所以这里讲教会是维持真理的柱子。
So church is the pillar and foundation of truth.
为什么叫做浸信会？
So,
Baptist Church.
So why is it called the Baptist Church?
因为他们查考圣经的结果，发现洗礼要浸礼，所以非常重要。他把教会称作浸信会。
So they emphasize the doctrine of baptism, which is the focus of their church.
为什么有的叫五旬节教会
？So why are some called the Pentecostal Church?
因为他查考圣经，发现五旬节圣灵降临，这非常重要。
Because from their study of the Bible, they feel that the Pentecost was a very important event.
所以。他把教会称作五旬节教会。
So that's what they named their church after.
那为什么称作安息日会
？And then why do we have the Seventh Day Adventists?
因为他到查考圣经，发现守安息日这是神的诫命。
Because again, from their own study of the Bible, they feel it's very important to keep the Sabbath.
他就把教会称作安息日会。
So they call themselves the Seventh Day Adventists.
因此，虽然基督教用的同一本圣经
，So even though Christianity uses the same Bible,
相信同一个真神。
And they believe in the same true God.
敬拜同一个主耶稣。
And they worship the same Jesus Christ.
但是每个教会里面的教义大部分都不太一样。
But every church's doctrine still has some differences.
那这个教会是维持真理的地方。
So if church is a place that maintains truth.
所以我们有所谓的我们的共信之道。
So we have a mutual doctrine or a mutual understanding.
那这个共信之道有三个典礼。
And there's three sacraments.
洗礼。
Foot washing,
洗礼
baptism,
洗脚礼
foot washing,
圣餐礼
and holy communion,
这个跟得救有关
and all these three sacraments have to do with salvation.
所以这个是典礼
so these are sacraments.
再来就是圣灵
next we have the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵跟得救有关
to receive the Holy Spirit has a direct relation to receiving salvation.
得圣灵的证据就是说方言
the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is to speak in tongues.
再来在恩典下守安息日。
And to observe the Sabbath under the grace of God.
那这是我们的共信之道。
So these are our doctrines.
所以在我们教会里面。
So within our church.
我们不要传共信之道以外的另外的道理。
Let us not teach doctrines that are different from these.
因为教会是维持真理的地方。
Because church is a place where we maintain the foundation of truth.
那这真理是神托付我们，是可贵的。
And this truth is very precious, and it was given to us by God.
我们看第四章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 1.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵跟魔鬼的道理。
The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
甚至有一些道理，它不但不是从人来，它是从魔鬼来的。
And some of these teachings not only come from man, but it actually comes from demons.
那这个道理会引诱人。
And this, these teachings will attract people.
为什么？因为那后面是邪灵。
Because the truth behind it is deceit.
是邪灵 ，evil spirit.
It's an evil spirit.
那在当时世代里面
，And during that time.
第三节哈，他们禁止拒嫁娶啊，如果你要灵修，不可以嫁娶。
Verse 3, it says that they forbid people to marry.
圣经没有这样讲。
But the Bible actually doesn't say this.
单身是恩赐。
To be remain single is a gift.
没有恩赐就要结婚。
And without this gift, then you must marry.
不会说单身就比结婚的人更属灵。
So it's not to say that single people are more spiritual than people who are married.
所以禁止嫁娶这个。从圣经这里讲，这个不是从神来，这是鬼魔的道理。
So here in chapter 4 it says to forbid people to marry. It does not come from the Bible, but came from these teachings.
那下面又禁戒食物。
And it goes on to say they also order them to abstain from certain foods.
什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
So there are foods that they could eat and foods that they couldn't.
在新约时代呀，就是拜偶像不可以吃。
In the New Testament, we cannot eat foods that are offered to the idols.
还有动物。的血不可以吃
，and we cannot eat the blood of animals.
热死的牲畜不可以吃
，and we cannot eat animals that were strangled.
那除了这个之外啊，我们不吃是因为我们个人的喜好跟健康的原因，跟信仰没有关系。
But other than these reasons, we can abstain for food based on our own likes and dislikes or for our health.
那如果有人传应该要遵守某一套饮食的规则，这样我们才可以得救，这是鬼魔的道理。
But if someone were to spread the teaching that certain foods have a relation to salvation, this is the teaching of the devil.
所以下面说，凡是感谢领受就可以吃。
So it goes on to say that we can partake all food with thanksgiving.
所以我们活在这个社会里面呢，这个宗教是多元化的。
So when in this society, religion has many different forms.
宗教多元化，多元，就很多不同的
宗教。There's a wide variety of religions.
那一般宗教是注重对话。Dialogue.
So most religions they emphasize dialogue.
那这个对话是站在同等的立场。
But this dialogue it takes place between two equal levels.
佛教、回教、基督教全部都同等。
So like Buddhism or Taoism, these are all equal.
那大家来对话，你讲我的，我讲我的，大家互相了解，大家互相平等。
So everyone understands the other half. Everyone could to discuss and debate.
这个是站在学术或社会学是应该要这样做的。
And this is according to the academic view of this world.
但是当我们站在信仰的立场
，But when we see it from a spiritual point of view,
神的话是绝对的。
The word of God is absolute.
跟神的话不同就是错的。
Anything that goes against the word of God is wrong.
所以我们要谨慎，跟圣经不同的教训渗透进到教会，变成一种属灵的道理。
So we must take caution that we don't allow teachings that are not from the word of God to enter our church.
这会改变人的信仰。
Because this will affect one's spirituality.
所以保罗吩咐提摩太
So Paul instructed Timothy
要谨慎教训
that he must take heed to the teachings of God.
不要让不纯正的道理进到教会里面来
To not let untruthful doctrines enter the church.
那我们再看第一章
Let's turn back to chapter 1.
第五节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心。无愧的良心，无愧的生出来。
The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
那保罗对提摩太的这个教训是出于爱。
So the instruction that Paul gave to Timothy came from love.
有时候我们在学校里面读书。
Sometimes when we're studying in school.
有很多老师在教我们。
It's teachers who teach us.
有的老师教学生，这是因为职业的关系。
Some teachers they teach merely because this is their profession.
有的老师在教学生，这是嗜好。
And some teachers teach because this is their interest.
他从小他就喜欢当老师。
From when maybe at a young age they've always liked teaching.
但是当我们在教会里面在教导我们的下一代。
But within the church, when we're instructing our younger generation,
我们讲父亲在对自己的孩子，
it must be like parents instructing their own children.
是出于爱心，
and it's born out of love.
那这有很大的不同。
And there's a very big difference between these two ways.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为这个对下一代的爱啊，从三个心生出来的。
Because the love that we have for the younger generation, it has three.
三个心啊。
Three hearts.
啊，第一个是清洁的心。
One is out of a pure heart.
所谓清洁的心呢，就是动机很纯正。
And what does a pure heart mean? It means that our motivation is pure.
我们去教导下一代的动机就是为着他的好，就这样而已，没有什么动机。
So a pure motivation is that it's for their own good, which is why we teach them.
所以我们在教导下一代里面没有个人隐藏的目的在里面。
So when we teach the younger generation, we do not have an ulterior motive.
我们知道政治有分派别。
So we know that in politics, they have different parties.
甚至学术也有分派别。
And even within academic circles, they have different schools of thought.
但是在教会里面没有派别。
But within church, we are not divided like this.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们是很纯的，我们爱是很纯的。
Because our love is pure.
我们在教养下一代，不是在培养个人的影响力。
So when we are teaching the younger generation, it is not for us to cultivate our own successor or someone who could take after our influence.
因为我们很纯，我们只希望把他带到神面前，合神所用。
Because we are pure in motive, we only want to bring them before God that God can use them.
所以这是第一个我们带领下一代的一个心。
So this is the first attitude that we must have when we're teaching the younger generation.
清洁的心。
A pure heart.
那下面说无愧的良心。
The second is a good conscience.
什么是无愧的良心？
And what does this mean?
这个无愧的良心就是指着在神的面前，良心没有亏欠。
And this means that before God, we do not have a guilty conscience, that our conscience is clear.
那我们的良心在什么时候会有亏欠？
And when would our conscience feel guilty?
当我们的教导离开了神的话。
And that is when our teaching has left the word of God.
我们用自己的想法、观念、喜好在教导我们的下一代。
We use our own thinking, our own likes or preferences to teach our younger generation.
我们站在神面前，我们就有亏欠。
So when we come before God, we feel guilty.
所以无愧的良心就是要在神的话语里面来教导下一代。
So a good conscience is to teach the teachings that are within the word of God.
当夏娃违背神的话，
When Eve disobeyed God,
她吃善恶果，
She ate the fruit from the tree.
她就是亏欠了。
So she knew that she had wronged God.
所以她不敢见神。
So she dare not come before him to see him.
当夏娃爱亚当，把这个善恶果给亚当吃。
And when Eve gave the fruit to Adam,
亚当吃了，他也不敢见神。
Adam was the same as her. He did not dare come before God.
因为这个爱让良心有亏欠。
Because the love of God will let us feel a guilty conscience.
所以我们在教养别人，到最后就是在神面前，我们良心很平安。
So when we teach others, it is so that our conscience before God is clear.
就是要在神的话语的范围之内。
So it must be within the boundaries of the word of God.
好，那下面。
And the third
无畏的信心
is a sincere faith.
好，我们教养下一代。
So when we teach the younger generation,
是因为信心。
It's because of faith.
不是因为个人对神的信心，而不是因为个人的什么原因。
And it's not because of any personal reason or a personal faith.
有时候我们看一个教授要收学生，他一定要先要面 interview。
So we see when professors accept graduate students, they often interview them first.
这个人的个性我喜欢，这个人能够配合跟我配合得来，这个人愿意支持我的 project, 所以我就收他。
So they take into account the student's personalities or whether or not the student will be an asset to them or will they support their projects.
所以一个教授要收学生是以我为中心来考虑。
So when a professor accepts students, he is the center of this equation.
但是当我们在培养下一代。
But when we are cultivating the younger generation,
我们不是以我在考虑事情。
And it's not from a perspective of me.
是怎么做，是谁来做，对教会会最好。
It's from the perspective of church. Who could do this job the best and benefit the church the most?
已经不关乎个人的喜好。
So it no longer has anything to do with a personal preference.
那这个叫做无愧无畏的信心。
And this is a sincere faith.
那保罗对提摩太的教导就是出于爱。
And this is the teaching that Paul had for Timothy, and it was born out of love.
清洁的心，无愧的良心，无畏的信心。
It had a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
好，所以他对他有这个指示。
So this is his instruction to him.
这是第一点，保罗的指示提摩太要在教会防备异端。
And this is the first instruction to Timothy. It's the warning against false teachers.
第二点。
The second point.
保罗告诉提摩太要在教会里面要有一些属灵的服侍的系统。建立属灵的服侍系统。
Paul instructed Timothy certain structures or systems of service within the church.
看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
在第三章里面就提到安立长老职事。
And chapter 3, talks about overseers and deacons.
这是一个属灵的服事的系统。
And this is a system of service, spiritual service within the church.
那这第三章的第一节。
In chapter 3, verse 1.
如果有人想得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
Here's a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets its heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
以更明显的话，如果一个人说我想要当长老，这个话，这个是羡慕善工的。
So it is to say that if anyone has their heart set on being an elder or a deacon, it's because he wants to do good.
但是现在我们人不敢这样讲。
Nowadays, people don't dare say this.
你这样讲，人说哇，你这个骄傲，什么要当长老？
If you were to say this, some people would say how arrogant you are to want to be an elder.
但是如果一个年轻人说，我这回工作很好，年薪10万以上，我要辞职来当传道，没有一个人说你很骄傲。
But instead, if a young man saying that he's willing to give up a job whose yearly salary is $100,000, he wants to be a pastor, no one would say this of him.
大家都很受感动你这个牺牲很大。
And everyone would be very moved and say that what a great sacrifice you have made.
那为什么说想要得长老的职分，这不是骄傲？
So why is it to say that to aspire to be an elder, this is not born out of arrogance?
如果我们从第一节看到第七节。
If we read from verse 1 to verse 7.
这个标准非常高
The standard for an elder is actually very high.
所以这表示说，一个人如果想要做监督他需要不断在灵性上一直往上提升，一直提升。
So it's to say that if anyone wants to be an overseer, he must continually improve himself.
那这个灵性一直往上提升，第一个对这个人有好处。
And so if his spirituality continues to rise, it has benefits to himself.
那第二个对教会也有好处。
And secondly, it benefits the church.
因为教会有一个模范，有一个榜样。
Because the church now has a role model.
所以这不是说我想要当监督，我就可以当监督，这是在灵性上一直往上爬的。
So it's not to say just because I want to be an overseer, I can become one. This means to say your spirituality must continually become better.
那如果我们看里面的条件
So if we see the requirements,
差不多中国人讲的修身、齐家、治国，什么都在里面。
You can see that it embodies all the Chinese teachings of loving their country and loving their people themselves.
现在在教外要不是好名声。
So they must have a good reputation in the world.
那第二个，这个工作是很辛苦的。
And secondly, this work is not easy.
我们来看这个彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
第一节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1.
我这个做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来要显现的荣耀，劝你们中间与我同做长老的第二节
，verse two，
务要牧养在你们中间神的羊群，按着神的旨意照管他，不是勉强，乃是出于甘心，不是因为贪财，乃是乐意第三节
，verse three，
也不是辖制所托付，乃是做群羊的榜样。第四节。
Verse 4.
到牧长显现的时候，要得到永远不能衰残的冠冕。所以可以看到，这个职分不是装饰，这个职分是有很重的责任在里面。
So we can see that this title is not an empty title, but it actually carries a heavy responsibility.
但是因为这个责任很重，所以将来牧长主耶稣显现的时候会大有荣耀。
So that's why that people who have this title, they will receive much glory in the end days.
因此，如果有人羡慕监督的职分，这个对个人有好处，对教会也有好处。
So anyone who aspires to become an overseer, this not only benefits himself, but also benefits the church.
但是教会里面如果没有人愿意当长老执事，这个教会就可能就发生很大的问题。
But if no one in the church is willing to become an elder or a deacon, it could create a big problem within the church.
所以保罗。 告诉提摩太在教会要设立属灵的制度、监督还有执事。
So that is why Paul instructed Timothy that he must set up this system within the church that there are overseers and deacons.
这样来管理教会，让教会进入轨道。
That they can help take care of the church and keep it orderly.
还有保罗告诉提摩太。
So Paul also told Timothy.
在教会里面的次序。Order, 次序。
The order within the church.
好，从第二章，第二章第八节一直到十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 15.
这个第八节到十五节是男女之间的次序。
And this is talking about the order between men and women in the church.
所以不是地位，也不是大小，是次序。
And this is not talking about their position or status, but order.
所以十二节哈。
So verse 12.
十一节。
Verse 11.
女人要沉静学道，一味着顺服。
A woman should learn in quietness and full submission.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人，只要沉静。
I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent.
这不是说不可以讲道了，就是不可以用权柄来教训男人。
And it's not to say that woman cannot teach, is to say that she cannot have authority over a man.
那这个是一种次序，教会的次序。
And this is an order within church.
他举两个原因。
And he gave two reasons.
先造是亚当，后造是夏娃。
The first being that Adam was formed first, and then Eve.
先犯罪的是夏娃，不是亚当。
And the second was it was the woman who was first deceived, not Adam.
保罗告诉提摩太，在教会要维持次序。
So this is why Paul told Timothy he must maintain order within the church.
然后到了第五章。
And then chapter 5.
第五章就提到教会的慈善救济有一个原则。
Talks about good works and giving aid within the church, the principle behind it.
第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
好，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。若有寡妇有儿女在孙子孙女，便教在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为在神面前是可悦纳的。
Verse 3, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. Verse 4, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family.
有的人把教会看作好像慈善机构。
Some people, they see a church as a charity.
我来教会可以得到帮助。
That they feel they can come to church and receive the help that they need.
但是圣经里面呢，这个行善有一个次序。
But actually, in the Bible, it records that doing good deeds or giving aid, there is an order.
如果年纪大的父母，第一个生活的需要要叫他的子女来照顾他。
So those who are of older age, their needs should be taken care of by their families.
那这个子女照顾没有办法照顾，才由教会来补助。
And it's only when their family members are unable to take care of them should church step in to help.
而不是说父母有困难，全部都教会照顾，他子女都不要出力，不是这样。
So it's not to say that when the parents need help, the children have no responsibility and just entrust it to the church.
好，我们看第八节。
So let's see verse 8.
人若不看顾亲属，就背了真道，比不信的还不好。不看顾自己家里人，更是如此。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith, is worse than an unbeliever.
好，所以我们照顾信徒有一个次序，就是让自己家里的人照顾，做不到了才教会出面来照顾他。
So there is an order within church of how we take care of our members. It's we let their immediate family help first, and only when they can't, church steps in.
那从第九节一直到十六节讲，年轻的寡妇就要结婚。
And from verse 9 to 16, it talks about how young widows should marry.
让她能够有家庭，有自己的生活。
To let them have their own families and their own lives.
这样才不会产生一种第十三节习惯懒惰哀家闲游，说长道短，好管闲事。
And this is to prevent them from becoming like verse 13 says, to gain the habit of being idle and gossipers.
所以就变成要做一个有用的人，
so、they
在社会上有用的，
so、they must
在教会里面有用的。
So they must be a person of use to church and to society.
这是保罗告诉提摩太在教会里面的一些次序一些属灵的制度。
And so this is the order and structure that Paul instructed Timothy.
那第三点就是保罗告诉提摩太要做忠心的仆人。
And thirdly, Paul instructs Timothy that he must be a faithful servant.
好，我们先来看。
Let us turn to
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
从十五节开始。
Starting from verse 15.
这些事你要殷勤，并且要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Verse 16. Be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
使众人看出你的长进来。
Here it records that everyone may see your progress.
什么是长进？
And what does this progress refer to?
今年跟去年不一样。
That last year and this year there's a difference.
这个叫长进。
So this is progress.
明年跟这年不一样。
And this year and next year there will also be a difference.
这个叫长进。
And this again is progress.
什么叫做没有长进？
So what does it mean to have no progress?
今年跟去年一样。
That there's no change from this year and last year.
属灵的知识，属灵的品德。
That the quality of your spirituality,
知识品德
the
virtue 跟
virtue and knowledge,
属灵的能力都一样
that everything is the same,
这个就没有长进
and this is no progress.
所以保罗告诉提摩太要让人看出你的长进
So Paul instructs Timothy that let everyone see your progress.
那怎么要长进呢
So how can Timothy make this progress?
十五节你要殷勤去做。
It says to be diligent in these matters.
就是要下功夫去追求。
So we must use effort.
所以要承受这个保罗的使徒的职分之前，需要在灵性上先继承下来，才继承工作。
So in order to carry out this instruction, he must first learn these teachings from Paul.
那我们一般的想法就是一直想，所谓传承就是工作。
So what does it mean to pass on from generation to generation? We will say that this is work.
但是保罗的讲法不是这样。
But this differs from Paul's way of thinking.
工作要传给下一代之前，要先训练他的灵性，有这个灵性，工作才套上去。
So in order to pass along the teachings, you must first cultivate their spirituality. Once that is set, then you can pass on these instructions.
那摩西在训练约书亚是一样啊。
And it's the same when Moses was training Joshua.
是一直训练他跟神的关系那个灵性。
He wanted to first establish Joshua's relationship with God and his spirituality.
那训练这个灵性，神看好了，到最后神决定就把这个职分就交托给他。
And when God deemed his spirituality as fit, that is when God entrusted that responsibility to him.
但是只有责任没有灵性，这个会出问题的。
For those who only have responsibility but no spirituality, this will create problems.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，你要长进。
So Paul told Timothy that he must have progress.
那十二节最后一句话，要做信徒的榜样。
And that he must be a role model for believers.
那我们再看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
这里说要谨慎自己跟自己的教训。
So here it says that Timothy must watch his life and doctrine closely.
这样能够救自己，又只有听见你的人。
And that way he can save both himself and his hearers.
因为我们服事虽然是服事神，但是我们服事接触的都是人。
So even though we're in service to God, all the people that we encounter are people on this earth.
所以通过我们的服事，
so through our service,
我们最后的目标就是要多救一些人。
Our end goal is to save people.
那第二个就是要救自己。如果服事到最后自己不能得救，那太可惜了吧。
And the second is to also save ourselves. If at the end of our service we cannot even save ourselves, then this is very sad.
到最后看到大家都上天国，只有我下去，这个太可惜。
So we'll see everyone go to heaven except for us, and this is a very sad event.
所以通过我们的服事，希望将来我们也可以到神的国。那我们所服事的人也可以在神的国，那是最理想。
So what is most ideal is that us and our hearers can all make it to heaven.
那这样要谨慎自己。
So we must watch our life very closely.
第二个要谨慎我们讲的道理。
And the second is to take heed to the doctrine.
当然也包括我们谨慎我们自己的生活。
So those two go together to watch our life and our doctrine.
就是要下功夫了。
And this takes effort.
这是保罗对提摩太的勉励。
And this is the encouragement that Paul gave to Timothy.
我们现在看第六章。
So let's turn to chapter 6.
保罗对提摩太个人的勉励。
And this is Paul's personal instructions to Timothy.
是一节。
Verse 11.
但这你这个属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
保罗告诉提摩太，有一些事情你要逃避。
So Paul told Timothy there are some things that he must flee from.
什么是逃避？
And what does it mean to flee?
要正面去面对它，赶快走。
And that we must face it head on and to leave quickly.
他讲逃避有几种。
And there are different types of fleeing.
二十节。
Verse 20.
躲避世俗的虚谈，敌真道，似是而非的学问。
Verse 20, to turn away from godless chatter and opposing ideas.
不敬虔的谈论。
So this is godless chatter.
所以我们在教会的信徒彼此互相关心，这是需要的。
So it is essential to a church that there is mutual concern among its believers.
那关心一定会提到生活。
So of course, in the course of concern, they will talk about their own personal lives.
这个是一定会的。
And this is unavoidable.
但是我们要很谨慎，要逃避不敬虔的谈论。
But we must be very careful to stay away from godless chatter.
那这个整个教会才会保持一个很属灵的神同在的教会。
So that way the church can remain a spiritual place, a place where God abides.
这是第一个逃避。
And this is the first thing that you must flee from.
那第二个逃避就是十一节的前面。
And the second is written in the first half of verse
11. 要逃避贪财。
Verse 11.
逃避贪财。
Greed. Yeah. To flee from greed.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 4.
十 ten.
Oh, verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根啊。
Money is the root of evil.
你那也犯错 money 了。
Love of money is the root of evil.
是有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把事刺透了。
So many people they were tempted by by wealth and money, and they fell into a trap.
所以如果年纪轻轻就立志要赚大钱。
So when we're young, we are determined to make a fortune.
属灵上都没有目标，没有理想，只是立志赚大钱。
So we may not have any spiritual goals, and all we want is to earn money.
这很可能到最后被愁苦刺透了。
So in the end, we could be plagued with many worries.
因为圣经说贪财就是跟拜偶像一样。
Because the Bible says the greed or love of money is the same as worshiping idols.
因为到最后钱比神还重要。
Because in the end, money has surpassed God.
那人的生活就会偏离真道，方向会偏。
And their life has strayed from the truth.
那方向偏了以后，有时候家庭发生问题，有时候婚姻发生问题，有时候自己 depression 灵性发生问题。
So sometimes when their life has strayed from the truth, they fall into depression or they have problems with their marriage.
到最后就是根就是因为贪。
But the root of all of this is their greed.
所以逃避贪财。
So Paul instructed Timothy to flee from greed.
那第三个要逃避。
And what is the third thing?
在提摩太后二章要逃避少年人的私欲。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says to flee the evil desires of youth.
二十二节逃避少年人的私欲。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, to flee the evil desires of youth.
这个有所 passion 这个少年人的私欲，如果我们没有逃避，它会把我们吃掉。
And so if we do not flee these evil desires or passions, it will consume us.
那怎么逃避？
So how do we flee from these?
要用清心祷告来逃避。
We must do so through prayer.
祷告被圣灵充满，那个私欲就走掉了。
To be filled by the Spirit of God in prayer, and these desires will disappear.
所以提摩太前书保罗对提摩太的三个指示。
So in the book of 1 Timothy, Paul has three main instructions for Timothy.
要提醒在教会不要传扬似是而非的道理。
To warn against false teachings and doctrines within the church.
在教会里面建立属灵的制度。
To establish a spiritual order.
维持属灵的秩序。
To maintain a spiritual order.
第三个。
And the third.
教导提摩太要有长进。
That Timothy must have progress.
做忠心的仆人。
And that he must be a faithful servant.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
315首。
315.